Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
From CNN, I'm Fez Jamil with the five things you need to know for Wednesday, December 13th.
Outcome of the first global stock take. Hearing no objection, it is so decided.
Countries at the COP28 summit have agreed on a centerpiece deal in Dubai this morning. The new climate agreement makes an unprecedented call for transition away from fossil fuels. COP28 President Sultan Al Jaber hailed the deal, saying it was the first time there was language on fossil fuels in a COP agreement.
My colleagues and friends, you did step up. You showed flexibility, and you put common interest ahead of self-interest.
But the document still has a lot of loopholes, which allow for coal, oil, and gas to still be used. It also falls short of calling on the world to phase out those three fossil fuels, which was the ambitious language more than 100 countries and many climate groups have been calling for. The UN General Assembly voted overwhelmingly to demand an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. It's not a binding resolution, but with 153 countries supporting it yesterday, it's a big indicator of world opinion, as well as being seen as having moral weight. The US and Israel were among just 10 countries that voted against the motion. Meanwhile, rifts between the US and Israel have been spilling into public view. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejected American plans for post-war Gaza. And President Joe Biden said Israel was losing international support for its campaign against Hamas. Biden did have kind words for another ally yesterday.
The American people can be and should be incredibly proud of the part they played in supporting Ukraine's success.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was in Washington to rally American support for his country's war against Russia's invasion.
In Ukraine, we are fighting for our country and freedom, and also in Europe, we say for our freedom and yours.
But unlike when he visited a year ago, Zelensky struggled to find bipartisan support, instead coming up against a wall of opposition from Republicans, who are demanding tougher immigration rules before approving new aid. Biden warned Republicans that stalling aid to Kyiv was being celebrated in Moscow.
The host of a Kremlin-run show literally said, and I quote, "Well done, Republicans. That's good for us." If you're being celebrated by Russian propagandists, it might be time to rethink what you're doing.
Ron DeSantis finally seized the opportunity to take shots at former President Donald Trump at a CNN town hall last night.
I think the first 3 years of the Trump administration, the economy's better than it has been. But that last year with COVID, I think was mishandled dramatically. I went to the rallies with Donald Trump. He said he was going to build the wall and have Mexico pay for it. And that didn't happen. I think, though, one thing in this race that I think is important to point out is Donald Trump flip-flopping on the right to life.
DeSantis remains well behind the former president in the polls and was quick to flip many questions into opportunities to contrast his record as governor with Trump. After months of leading the race for the number two spot, he's now facing harsh competition from former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, who's surging with conservatives still looking for an alternative to Trump. Coming up, a star of the show Brooklyn Nine-Nine has died. Actor Andre Braugher has died. Braugher was an intense actor who won an Emmy for his role in Homicide: Life on the Street. But he was known most recently for playing police captain Raymond Holt on the comedy series Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Braugher racked up dozens of credits in movies and television after a stunning debut as a sensitive soldier in the 1989 film Glory, about a unit of black soldiers during the Civil War. Braugher's publicist told CNN he passed away on Monday after a brief illness. He was 61. That's all for now. Our next episode drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.